Nation.
Collins on CBS's Face the Nation. San Antonio police questioning the driver of a tractor-trailer truck that turned into a furnace in the intense Texas heat. Fire Chief Charles Hood on what responders found when they opened up the doors on the trailer in a Walmart parking lot.
The air conditioning was not working, so everyone was removed. During that time, we had 8 patients that were deceased. We had another 20 patients that were either in extremely critical condition or very serious condition, and they've been transported to a number of hospitals.
He said it's human trafficking. Reuters reporting at least one person killed in a shooting at the Israeli embassy in the Jordanian capital, Amman. 23-year-old American Jordan Spieth has won the Claret Jug, taking the 2017 Open Championship in England. I'm Michael Toscano.
I understand that, but it's not clear.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, or even with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Affordable term life insurance is out there. Call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-481-1458, 800-481-1458, or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too.
This is Charles Osgood. Over 3 million businesses use Indeed.com for hiring, and independent research shows 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. By creating the easiest, most effective hiring experience, Indeed helps businesses find great new people every day. Right now, Indeed is giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your credit at Indeed.com/offer. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Political ambition generating controversy. U.S. Senate candidate Kelly Ward, who is challenging Arizona Senator Jeff Flake in the state's 2018 Republican primary, is urging Senator John McCain to step aside as quickly as possible following the news this past week of his brain cancer diagnosis. Here she is on Indiana radio station WOWO 1190 AM.
I hope that Senator McCain is going to look long and hard at this, that his family and his advisors are going to look at this, and they're going to advise him to step away as quickly as possible.
Ward, who failed in her effort to unseat McCain during last year's primary, also floated the possibility that she should then be appointed to McCain's seat. She speculated on the radio that it's unlikely the 80-year-old McCain could be able to return to the Senate at full force. If by some chance Ward ever gets to the Senate, she may face a frosty reception. In just one response, West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin said Ward lacked honor and wouldn't be welcome there. I'm Michael Toscano.
Attention investors, protect your IRA or 401k by storing your retirement at home with an Augusta Home Delivery Gold IRA. Call Augusta today at 888-852-4788 for a free guide on transferring a portion of your IRA or 401k into approved physical gold and silver coins and store them in your safe at home or at your local bank. Call 888-852-4788 today and discover how you can get up to $2,000 in silver free. Call 888-852-4788. That's 888-852-4788.
I met someone. You hear it a lot from people on Match, because more people have met their someone on Match than any other dating app. Everyone wants to find that meaningful connection, and Match is not only number one in first, but second dates, too. Now here's a free offer for our listeners. Go to match.com/mix for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search, view photos, and connect. This free offer is found at match.com/mix. That's match.com/mix. Match.com/mix.
Back when I had a little, I thought that I needed a lot. A little was overrated, but a lot was a little too complicated. See, zero didn't satisfy me, a million didn't make me happy. That's when I learned the lesson that it's all about your perceptions. Hey, are you a papa or a superstar? So you act, so you feel, so you are. It ain't about the size of your car, it's about the size of the faith in your heart. There's hope, it doesn't cost a thing to smile. You don't have to pay to laugh, you better thank God for that. There's hope, it doesn't cost a thing to smile. You don't have to pay to laugh, you better thank God for that. There's hope in the back country. country of Brazil, I met a young brother that made me feel that, I could accomplish anything. You see, just like me, he wanted to sing. He had no windows and no doors. He lived a simple life and was extremely poor. On top of all of that, he had no eyesight, but that didn't keep him from seeing the light. He said, us are like in the USA, and all I did was complain. He said, living here is paradise. He taught me paradise is in your mind. You know that there's hope. It doesn't cost a thing to smile. You don't have to pay to laugh. You better thank God for that. There's hope. It doesn't cost a thing to smile. You don't have to pay to laugh. You better thank God for that. Every time I turn on the TV, there's hope. Somebody's acting crazy. There's hope. If you let it, it'll drive you crazy. There's hope. But I'm taking back my power today. There's hope. Gas prices, they just keep on rising. There's hope. The government, they keep on lying. We gotta keep on surviving. Keep living our truth and do the best we can do. Cause there's hope. It doesn't cost a thing to smile. You don't have to pay to laugh. Better thank God for that. Yeah, yeah. There's hope. It doesn't cost a thing to smile. You don't have to pay to laugh. You better thank God for that. Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. There's hope. Stand up for your right.
Stand up for your right.
Keep shining.
Keep shining.
And show the world your
smile.
If you have questions or comments for Carol, our number here is 524-1080, 524-1080. And now, here's Carol.
Aloha, I'm Jay Fidel, CEO of ThinkTech Hawaii. ThinkTech is a community nonprofit digital media company that broadcasts 35 original talk shows a week, covering stories, events, and sea changes that matter to tech and to Hawaii. We care about and regularly cover tech, energy diversification, and globalism for Hawaii. Check us out and see our great content 24/7 on thinktechhawaii.com. Aloha, I'm Jay Fidel, CEO of ThinkTech.
Okay, welcome to the Carol Cox Show. Yeah, lovely day here. As always, getting a little rain coming down off the poly, and just absolutely refreshing. So today I want to make sure we chat about a couple things. That last week's chat was about contracts, and we talked about a company called PSI and the what's happening at City and County of Honolulu and all of that. And again, I'm not feeling as if I have to qualify what I'm doing and why I'm doing it, but just to rein in some of the thinkers out there to say that it's quite relevant, and it's about people's business. You know, the mayor or the governor, however things are handled under their administration. Subsequently, the impact is a financial one, or causes an inconvenience to hundreds of thousands, if not a million people, in this just this city and county alone. And so Quite often we talk about the mayor, and you want to be able to say nice things, and I wish I could get the welcome wagon fired up and just follow him around and follow him being the mayor. Follow and film him all the good deeds he is doing, and I'm sure there's plenty of them out there. But it seems that when it comes to the taxpayer or the citizens that he's governing for, there's a detachment. He has severed the line of transparency, the line of respect, and openness in government. And I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, and please, all of you out there, there's a couple things I want to talk about, but feel free to call in, because I don't want to go so far to the left or the right, whatever, or lean so to a such direction that it's a sound as an extremist. But these are serious, serious concerns. And when we see the mayor go off and parade back, come back, and he's abroad and he's riding a little bike talking about how green it is and all, they are really nice things to do. From an environmental standpoint, from a humanitarian standpoint, from I love the earth standpoint, all of that is really, who could argue with that? But then it's tainted. That act alone is tainted by the behavior and who's involved, how they got involved. All of a sudden it's thrust upon us. And that costs money. It costs city property. It taxes the public. And whether we believe it or not. Now, many of you probably know of the Kuahea Street or the Kuahea Place or Hilo Place or Hello Place or Waiomau Place up in Palolo. If any of you are out there listening and you're familiar with this place, please, if you would be so kind, to call up and share with us your knowledge of what is going on up there. Because we, through this week now, we have simply been struggling to get the mayor's administration to respond in a timely and a respectable manner. We wrote a letter practically a week ago, actually earlier than that, and were completely ignored. And the questions were about KE Transfer Station, the piling up of trash. I mean, you're talking about a complete blow you off, ignore you, you are nobody, or what have you. That is the way they receive this. Didn't bother. So we file a request in writing for documents. Instead of responding to our questions, they basically blew us off, and then we write a formal request, and then all of a sudden we get a response. Instead of responding to me for that those questions that I had and the information that I wanted for them, they then circle the wagons in their code of secrecy and then refer my documents or my requests to the Budget and Fiscal Services. And I went to Budget and Fiscal Services saying, well, you know, look, it's been a week now, almost 2 weeks. What gives? We are trying to find the documents. We're trying to find the file. So this built-in strategy that prevents the city from having to be responsible and be responsible in a timely fashion and in a transparent fashion, this mayor has woven a net that is so restrictive that if you think that Donald Trump is offensive, I don't think we'll probably want to draw the same conclusion, because this is a Democratic mayor and Democrats don't behave this way, and only the Republicans behave this way of withholding documents, no transparency, hiring the families. You know, Democrats are immune to that. They're above all of that. And you know, I just told you one of the biggest lies that I've ever told you. But the reality is, we're looking at millions. So we talked about PSI, and we don't have all the specifics, and we're waiting for those. And in our efforts to understand what is going on at Kuhale Street, we look and we find a project division of purchasing construction bids result. And this bid was for $7,620,000. There's this job there. Now, the company that won the bid, and it's not clear because after a week of scratching and begging for information, the city is still saying, well, we're looking for the files. A delay tactic to just basically disrupt the flow of information so you, the taxpayer, will never know. They ain't telling you anyway, and so anybody attempts to gather information and share with you, as we are doing on this show, simply they don't want to do that. They don't want to give that. So, and listen real good, because though you may not like how I present it, here's the reality. In the Kuhale Street, Kuhale Place, Waimao, and Hello, and those other areas up there at 10th Avenue in Palolo. Some of you may be aware of this, but the entire mountain is sliding, and that's not an exaggeration. The entire mountain, that slope, hundreds of people, their lives are threatened. I mean, it could pop any time, depending on the stress. You can see the folding and the bulging, actively bulging up in the streets. And you can see where there have been numerous diggings by the Board of Water Supply, by the sewage department, trying to correct and refit the sewage. You can actually see water bubbling up in the middle of the street and running down for about a block. They can't answer where that is. Now, this Haran Construction put in for a bid for this, and they were the number one bidder for this job. That we call it the Kuhale Street Interim Improvements. And they bid it $2,873,600. Performance Systems Inc. bid $3,457,901. Now, for reasons unknown to us, and the state, the mayor's office is just flat out refused to tell the truth or discuss or give any information. And the second person that is involved in this Performance Systems, came and bid it second lowest, and they, for some reason, we're told, and we're speaking very loosely because, you know, at the city they say, yeah, well, they have the job, but we can't comment because design and construction, in this case, the city department of design and construction, is actually overseeing this contract. So our question is, how does a person bid $3 million and another company bills $2 million, and it's not always the lowest bidder, but that gets the job, but Performance Systems, we're told, got the job, and there is a default and on that contract, and therefore the Corporation Council is in litigation or mitigation with this. Now, we're only basing this on the documents that we have recovered. And as I told you before, the same company, what we found was in at the solar building and H Power, a $9 million contract that was defaulted on. And it was in April of this year, they notified the city and county of Honolulu that they couldn't deliver the work that they had contracted for. Then we also know about the Kehi transfer station. Then we find the Uwalu wastewater pump system in Wahiwa that we went up there yesterday, and the Uwalu system, the work that was called for was the pump station, and it was going to be taken care of by Performance Systems, Inc., who made a bid for $2,329,000. Well, we went up there, and we don't see any work on that. So that's that one. Kehi Transfer Station, we talked about that, $2 million. And so what we're finding is that this company apparently... I can't say with certainty, but something smells in Denmark here, because if a party is unable to deliver a contract, why would you not have a system to screen and say, well, if you bid on this and you won the contract and then now we're engaged and there's a delay and you don't have any checks and balances, you don't have any delivery dates, why would it take you 2 years to wait and have a receive this contract for the Seoul building was 9/30/2015. That was the tabulation of bids open on 9/30/2015. In 2017, he's writing saying, I can't deliver the goods. And you would think this information, when you write the mayor's office or you write the Environmental Services Division, you would be easily received, and they would receive your questions. They'd respond, because you're not asking that much. This is, but you don't want to make a mistake in stating the wrong thing, being inaccurate. So you hope that they're going to respect that. But, folks, this mayor has no place. Kurt Caldwell has no place in government. The way he runs it, the way you, wherever you look, there's a fistful of dollars just being wasted, thrown around, tossed around. And this situation should have been, the city should have notified the party, the contractor, and said, you didn't deliver. We're initiating this effort on our own. And so, therefore, you're not delivering. We want you out, and we want our money back. Whatever monies are paid or whatever costs that the taxpayer has endured or incurred, then you must. But at Kuhea, the city, if you saw the streets, and if you saw the conditions, and you see the rock walls that are breaking and busting up, and you see the houses that are twisted, and you see the carports and the driveways that are folded and buckling up, and the street itself contorting and twisting, and mounds of asphalt and dirt and bubbling up, you would never, anybody in their right mind overseeing these conditions, knowing that, would have given a penny to anyone that would come in, that you want them to come in and put pavement over this actively moving, evolving roadway. You wouldn't do it. So that's why I say this mayor and the Laura Kahakina, I don't think that I've witnessed any such tolerance in anything ever. She would be fired, dismissed, kicked out of the office, removed. But for some reason, and this is not to cast aspersions on the company, this is to talk about the City and County of Honolulu's Environmental Services Branch, the mayor's office, the design and construction. I call this gentleman and the director of design and construction couldn't talk to me, but he sent me a note to say, oh yeah, we receive your information request and we're working on it. You see, not wanting to give any information to the public. None. Does that sound familiar? I think while we're tossing barbs at Donald Trump, we're sitting here living with an active entity that it will assault your common sense, spend your money, waste your money, and then insult you when you ask, how much have you spent? What did we get for it? When did it start? None of that. That's how you judge good government. You don't judge government because I look at him, he's a nice guy, you know, he's always cordial, he's friendly. That's good. That should be the way it is. But when you ask the question, is he transparent? No. Does he communicate all things, the good things and the bad things, to the public, the people that he governs? No. He only wants you to see the cute things, the things that's still going to cost you money, but you might swell inside and big lollipop and burst because you're in love with that kind of green movement. And it's all a facade. It has nothing to do with saving anything. It's more problems than it brings to the table in resolving traffic. But if the cool hair street, I've seen water from water mains break and bubble up, but it's kind of strange to know that there's a river of sort flowing under the stream and under the houses and through the houses and through the yards and causing massive, massive geological movement. And if it goes in some of those instances, you're going to see a lot of people die or get injured or severely injured or lose their property. And that's not me saying that to add color to this show. I'm saying this to say to you that right now they have monitors stuck in the ground, to sensors to determine the movement. And that movement is being telegraphed back to whatever source is supposedly studying it. But if you know that all of that is happening, why would you let out a contract? And why, I mean, we have mayor, county mayors meeting together and people should be talking. Let me just go one step further. In our efforts now, I can't tell you that this is 100% true across the board, and I don't want to make that representation. I don't want to say to you that one is better than the other, but I'll share with you my experience and why it's frustrating to see this lack of transparency. And it's used as a means of defrauding the public of the truth and the right to know what their government is doing. And that's what Kirk Caldwell is good at. He does a fabulous job at it, whether it's rail or anything. I can lie to you, but inside I'm torn, and I'll be, well, you know, I got to make up for that lie, and I shouldn't have told that lie, and even though most of the ones that I tell you are just joking, you know, but it twists the facts. This gentleman is so far removed from respect for the taxpayer that those that are out there with the fighting the rail and taking issue with that, I don't think you come to terms with the fact that he just doesn't give a rat's butt about what you think, what you feel, and he is not telling you anything. Nothing. So, but in comparison, now, we did the same thing, made the same request on the Big Island. This company, PSI, and we confirmed this by talking to Bill Kucharski, the Director of Environmental Management. Now remember that I said I talked to Bill Kucharski, Director of Environmental Management. Same, or the equivalent that we have Laura Kahakina. Kahakina is nowhere to be found. The mayor's office, no response. because they're relying on tactics of delaying and denying and lying to you. But Harry Kim, and I start to see through this as a property owner on the Big Island as well, I see why people see him in a different light, see him as, and I'm sure there's some that don't like him, but the people that I've talked to in the last week or so have a favorable opinion of him, of Harry Kim. And I see why, because I had to need to call and ask about their contracts with PSI. So I first start by getting, being received by secretaries and clerks that I was a bit embarrassed. I cut my conversation short because they were too helpful. I said, well, can I get this information? Oh, yes, here you are, you can have. And, well, do you want this too? And at that point, you think, wow, what, am I having a dream? And these are people that are the first responders, so to speak, on the front line. They pick up the phone, they talk to you. Unlike Marcus Owen, who you write him, you call him, he doesn't answer, he never answers, and then it's as if they're making nuclear weapons and they don't want any disturbance. But at Harry Kim's office, so we start with the front desk. And the front desk then volunteer and says, well, wait, can you explain a little bit more than I can probably get you to the right person? When have you heard a government worker say, I want to get you to the right person, and put you on hold, and then you hear, when they come back online, you hear them still talking, but do you think he should call this person? So anyway, to cut to the chase, on March 24th, the Harry Kim, Mayor Harry Kim, did a press release. And it was speaking about work that PSI had. See, he's doing work here on this island, but as well on the Big Island. And it's a news release, March 24th, 2017. The contractor for aeration sludge removal at Kealakehe defaults. Now, they only had one contract now, but they felt a need to inform the public in the form of a press release and tell the public with transparency that this one individual who was contracted to do work for the people defaulted. Whereas Kirk Caldwell's people ignore your phone calls, blow you off, won't respond, until you corner them and you put it in a formal written request, but even the questions were formally written and submitted, and they ignored it. So they go on to say, the contract in charge of a project to provide aeration pump upgrades and sludge removal at the Kealakehe wastewater treatment plant has defaulted, and dredging of the facility's sludge pond has come to a temporary halt, according to the Department of Environmental Management. The facility upgrades will ensure that the facility can treat and design the design capacity of wastewater of up to 5 million gallons per day. Currently, the facility treats about 1.8 million gallons of wastewater per day. Quote, we are taking mitigation measures and will resume the upgrades as soon as possible, said the Department of Environmental Management Director Bill Kurchowski. End quote. This situation will not put the R1 project at risk. The long-awaited R1 project is aimed at meeting demand for recycled water to irrigate crops and landscaping in the relatively dry climate of West Hawaii. Meanwhile, the DEM is also working with the insurance company that bonded the contractor so that the subcontractor may continue to upgrade the work. Quote, the situation was incurred due to the financial status of the contractor we were dealing with, Kucharski said. While we are sorry for the contracting company, we are protected by a performance bond and are mitigating the situation. And it gives you a number to contact. And the joy of this was, not only did they send the press release, I had a difficult time getting access to linking it up, so I was able to call the public relations person, the head honcho, the head hound dog. And it wasn't blow you off, put you off, and you're nothing or nobody, and we got secrets to hide from the public. She actually took the time to send me an email, then call me to confirm if I received the email or not, and then proceeded to make sure and until I could open it up. That's good government. So I share that with you to say that when you got some sleazy process that just simply, it is gone, far removed. They have removed any resemblance of or vestige of anything that says that you, the taxpayer, you, the voter, have ownership in this government. And you have a right to know what it is that we're doing with your money, your time. But that's not the case here. So I share this with you to say that same company defaults, same type of business, parallel to Lori Carquina, and if the mayor is willing to tolerate such unprofessional, disrespectful, illegal, I believe, practices on the part of the Environmental Services Branch, then he is as guilty as anybody that ever stole anything. Because, you know, coming back and telling us, hey, I just bagged another good one. I got some bicycles, and this is a really good project, and blah, blah, blah. But then when you call and ask him, well, what about the $16 million or the $17 million or the 9 plus the 3 plus the 5 plus the 7 and millions of dollars exceeding 20, 25, $30 million, and you have no comment and you give the runaround? And you can't get the public relations person to respond? That's just not me talking and sharing my frustrations. I'm warning you and saying to all of you, the reason you got a rail is because you got a person that don't respect you. The reason you have a rail is because you got a person who's going to spend your money and not get your permission. You've already told him you were reluctant to spend. Many of you just have been open about it and voiced your opinions and spoke out against it. Is he availing himself? No. It's always another trick, another step. It's another sleight of hands. It's another promise to do this. It's another reach for this. And, you know, he puts his hand in your right pocket and he searches that and pats you down and take it out. Whatever's left there. Then he puts his hand in your right pocket, in your back pocket. And then, you got a wallet. Oh, okay, well, that's still not enough. Let's go over to the Capitol and get them to help me rob you. That's what's going on. And I'm not saying that the Big Island does not have its problems. But when you turn and play something like this that is so secretive, that there is a problem. So our biggest concern right now is that, thanks to Tina Quizon, she was helping me do a lot of this research, and I can tell you that there is a bridge in Wyand. I'm going to find the paper here because it's just so good. Now, the State Department of Transportation also has contracted with this company, PSI. And this contract, now, this is what we're reading here, PSI Maipalaoa Bridge in Waianae. It has a deficiency, and I think it was covered on TV and showing in the problems. It was a competitive bid, sealed bid. And the contractor number was 64476. The description, Farrington Highway replacement of the Maipalaoa Bridge in Waianae, Oahu, 12/29/2015. Start date was going to be 3/14/2016. and the end date would be 8/20/2018. The original award amount was $14,418,607. So, what does that mean? Did they finish that bridge? So if any of you live out there in Waianae, I'd like to know if you've seen any work in the last 2 years on that bridge, that they restore to the, that they repair it, that they do this work, or is this another undeliverable product? So you figure this is not chump change. This is not milk money for the school kid. This is some serious collar. And not only that, you spend millions on hiring people to assess it and evaluate it and study it and give reports. So all that's gone because you got to deliver. If they don't deliver, you can't just go back and pick up where you started, you left off at. Things may have changed. Shifting sands, stress, things may have gotten even worse. The concrete may have been spalding even worse. So I'm almost speechless because when you look at the documents, who would tolerate this? And you know something is wrong here. You can't figure it out, so that's why they don't talk to you and tell you anything, because they want you to go out, or me, to go out and make a statement, and then so that they can say, oh, no, I don't think he has that right. He got that all wrong. And this is a trickery. This is the underhanded behavior. So I don't know the system as to what is actually owed and what the city and county of Honolulu, what their, quote, mitigating measures are, factors are that they've put in place. I don't know. But something is wrong, and I don't know what it is that that the mayor and the others are unwilling to let the public, like myself or others, know. So April 7th, 2017, he writes the city. This company, PSI, Principal's Notice of Default. Now, if you notice, I asked this, the Big Island, I said, well, did you take these action based on the company notifying you? I said, no. We looked at it, and one of them told me when we saw that there was nothing being delivered in a timely fashion, as we had anticipated, condition consistent with the needs of the county, we then initiated, we called the order, the insurance company and the bonding company ourselves. We did the go. So why then are we able to go to Kehi Transfer Station and are able to view the trash facility there waving in the wind still and no work's being done? They'll have to hire someone else. Why are we able to go to the H-Power building or the solar building and find out there's nothing going on there? The building is partially erected and nothing. And so why wouldn't you think that if you have any input, 524-1080 is the number. 524-1080 is the number you can call. But I'm tired of chasing the rabbit down the hole, I think I'll start doing some sports talk, because this is what this is. It's a game. It really is. I feel like I should I could emulate ESPN or someone, and maybe we can get somewhere. Because kicking the ball down the hill and telling me to call this person or call that person, when in fact the documents are go to BFS, Budget and Fiscal Services, they have the records. But Budget and Fiscal Services don't sit down and know what it is that they want done. They are the people who keep the papers and make the collections and do the, with the Corporation Council, recover monies or make sure that there's legal following, you know, on the contracts. So I don't know what the answer is, but folks, there's a lot of your money just flowing downhill. It's just in that little snippet, you have that number, that many projects, and it's your money, and they can't talk to you, or you or me or anyone else, and give you the straight skinny. Instead, it's met with hook and crookery. And one of the things that I notice in this, and this is common practice, I guess, I notice it at the Big Island. And then, so if you're working for a contractor, and the contractor has a job, and you're subcontracting with him, there is a practice of allowing the remaining subcontractors to put in for a bid to do the work. Okay, we can respect that part. But when a party from that works or employed by the primary contractor who won the bid, the original bid, and that person is high up in the company, and an engineer or whatever you call, that person shouldn't be allowed back on the job. Because if he's up there in upper management, in the upper echelon, why would we hire him or her or anyone to come along and do the work? Because it appears that we're inviting trouble when we see it that way. So anyway, that's about it on that, and we're going to continue to look at, I think by Thursday of next week, we should have more specific answers. And try to figure out who is really operating so loosely that a entity can get this number of contracts and then default on one or two of them, and still there's no alarm or no, I don't find any documents. Maybe they will provide documents to say that they are aggressively pursuing and attempting to recover any losses or prevent any losses to the public in these areas. But let's see, 9 million, then another 4 at the, well, they say 16, but we don't know who got the primary contract. And then you got Kehi, 2 million. So you're looking at 15 million there. And then the other places, Uwalu. So that's a question. What is going on? What is the mayor doing with your money? Now, some say, well, there might be. Did you think that there's kickbacks? Well, we can't go that far and say, draw that conclusion, and we won't do that unless we saw a paper that showed that. But it does beg the question, how do you operate so loosely with taxpayers' money? That, or why is it that, let's say they are really on top of this thing, they're really managing our money or overseeing the things, but the unwillingness to share with us, the taxpayer, to be open and transparent and being timely, that raises some red flags. That's say to me, and I'm not the only person involved who would be impacted by this, But I'm just really concerned. And I hope and hope and hope and hope in the worst way that we don't be suckered into, well, you know, I can't get the legislators to fund this money. I think I'll run for governor. And I'm sure there'll be many supporters supporting a Caldwell because, you know, he's got the swagger. But you are not going to be any better off, and I'm not a predictor of the future in voting and all of that and tell you who to vote for and all. But we have sewage spills. We have water main breaks just rampant. We have increase in crime. We have a mayor that runs the day of the fire in the Marco Polo. Thank you for being there, Mr. Mayor. Really a wonderful thing. But it didn't take a genius to figure out that a building like that having no, you should have been working on this for a long time. If nothing else, just for the sake of the firemen. And I don't know if the firemen will ever and the police will ever get recognized for what they did in this instance. I don't think anyone understands the magnitude or the impact that they had or the prevention of life loss in that fire. I don't think many of you can appreciate that. This is when you look at and you say that, okay, this mayor got so much money, he can pass it over here and pass it over there and million here, 3 million there, and did the work get done? No, it didn't get done. The work didn't get done. The contract defaulted. It was, something happened, but they don't tell you that. But, you know, the fire training station there at Valkenburg is, I think, I'm probably going to be exaggerating and giving it too much height, is about 3 stories. Now, imagine being a fireman in Honolulu, and you have to run up 25, 36, 30. I don't know how high the building is. But that took some doing, folks. And the mayor takes this occasion to go, well, we should change the laws and all. No, you should have been changing the laws when you woke up one morning and say, I'm going to be the mayor, and these are things that we need to protect. You got fire chief, you got building inspectors, you got zoning, you got everything, and you know that you should be doing that. But instead, when people are impacted at the moment of impact, you now raising the question. No shame. I would have at least been worried about the people and the immediate needs that they had, and then I would be with a fever, struggling, scampering to meet with the city council or his 5 minions and get something done. Don't talk about it. Get it done. So all of that money that we were supposed to get and have put into these contracts, then that means that somewhere else something's going to be missing. Something's not going to get done. And so I think that if there's a way to, wish we had an early election. I think from what I'm hearing, most people would vote Caldwell out. And one guy said that he would vote for Bugs Bunny, but they told him fictitious character. You know, the guy standing with us said, "Well, we're being lied to anyway. What's another good lie?" So that's the truth. The rail is really driving everything in the state, in the city, period. When I say the entire state, with this threat of new taxes coming along. and or whatever the legislators decide on behalf of Caldwell. So anyway, we're going to take a break, come back in the next hour, and we're going to talk a little bit of politics. I want to know if you got any opinions, if you would, out there, and any similarities other than this city office where the people are doing what they want to do, but they say they're representing us in government. Are we getting what we ask for, what we vote for? And I have this sneaky suspicion that even though Donald Trump is floating the issue of being, what do you call it, awarded, I've been speaking it a thousand times, but anyway, will he name, step down, and will he name Pence? He'll get a, if Pence would pardon him. I don't hear many people talk about that. But also, I want to explore and ask you, if the president goes into a private meeting with Putin, what if that was a strategy in the future to sucker him in and the president into seclusion with him in a sneaky little meeting off out of touch with the Secret Service, if it is as they've been described? How would Mr. Trump know that Putin has unleashed an attack on us? I'm just saying, how could he lend himself to going into a private meeting, regardless what he was talking about? Is he jeopardizing or setting us up for a moment where, well, hey, he's goofy enough to go into a private meeting. What the heck? So we'll be back here shortly. I'm in the next hour, 524-1080. I'd sure like to hear from you and get some input because I'm just curious. So take care, and we'll be back shortly. Every night I hope and pray a dream lover will come my way. Girl to hold in my arms and know the magic of her charms. Cause I want a girl to call my own. I want a dream lover so I don't have to dream alone.
For the second half of the Carol Cox Show, right after the news on KWAI, K101.
My own, I want a dream lover, so I don't have to...
But make sure you're saving energy, money, and keeping cool. Brought to you by ARI.
This is KWAI, Honolulu, 1080 on the AM dial.
Time for the Carol Cox Show right here at K108. If you have questions or comments for Carol, our number here is 524-1080, 524-1080. And now here's Carol.
Aloha, I'm Jay Fidel, CEO of ThinkTech Hawaii. ThinkTech is a community nonprofit digital media company that broadcasts 35 original talk shows a week, covering stories, events, and sea changes that matter to tech and to Hawaii. We care about and regularly cover tech, energy diversification, and globalism for Hawaii. Check us out and see our great content 24/7 on thinktechhawaii.com.
Somebody bigger than the earth is round. Bigger than the saddest frown. Bigger than the brightest smile. And longer than the longest smile. Somebody bigger than the biggest fight. And darker than the darkest night. Bigger than the biggest gun, cause he's the only shining sun. Come on.
Who made the mountains? Who made the trees? Who made the rivers that flow out to the sea? And who hung the moon in the starry
Caller, good morning.
Morning, Carol.
Good morning.
Hi, I'd like to make a comment about the Donald Trump.
Oh, help yourself.
Anyway, I don't see any reason why he should be stepping down. He's trying his best to fight the parasites.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying his best to fight the Democrats. And another thing is, it's the Democrats that were cavorting with the Russians.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see any proof that he has cavorted with the Russians other than business.
I see.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I have to say.
What would you have to offer, he being motivated to ask or inquire, can he pardon himself and pardon?
Why would he have to pardon himself?
Well, no. I mean, he asked the question. I didn't ask the question. Mm-hmm. He asked it. That's the difference between me and others. I'm saying he asked that question. I didn't ask the question. So what would be his motivation or the logics to doing that? Is there, maybe there's a strategy of something, maybe he's trying to flesh out something. Maybe you can give me some insight or share with us.
Well, maybe letting Mueller stay in there maybe is good for him, I guess. I don't know.
Mueller?
Investigation.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know. I just think everything is just a
and
witch hunt.
So that I don't think it's a witch hunt, but I do think it's plausible that what I know about the Democrats and how they behave,
mm-hmm.
I can say this. People came to the bridge and they don't know whether to trust what's behind them,
mm-hmm.
beside them, or Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Dem, and I've said this many times on our show, there is as evil as a portrayal that they want to portray, or it could be Donald Trump, anyone. They have their own little clique in government, the Clintons. I've personally felt, I don't know anything about her, but I just felt that in a democracy, what are we being told, she's going to be our next president? No, we're going to vote for this, you know, and we're not a system where, you know, you marry and then, okay, now I've served my term, you come next, honey, you become the president, or the children. But I think that Mr. Trump is basically, if he didn't say anything in these things and soliciting, how can he pardon himself, or the threat of, unless these tweets that are out there are not his, and I haven't heard him say anybody faked his tweets, he raises these questions. And he finds himself in a meeting with the Russians. And what do you think about that? Or am I stretching this, I call them an adversary, an arch enemy, because they tell us what the Russians, we're at odds in many occasions.
Well, let's just put it this way. Maybe he's right in saying we need to have a little more rapport with the Russians.
Right, but you know? think about, there's a cold, and I may be exaggerating because I'm not in privy to all of the information, but based on face value, what is being communicated, how would a president of these United States lend himself, and supposedly in tow is a cold, a bag with colds in it, how would he allow himself to go and sequester himself with the Russians and not be even accessible to other Americans?
When did he do that?
There's a report.
Are you talking about his son?
No. There was a report of a private meeting that he had for an hour with Putin.
When was this? Before the elections?
No. At the G20.
You see, I'm not on my email.
Yeah, at the G20 and all. But again, it's that kind of behavior that we should ask the real questions. Did he expose us to? And are we that gullible that we would, hey, Donald, what you doing, bruh? Come on in here. Let's have a little meeting off to the side. And right. Now that means I can thrust 60, 80, 90, 100 missiles at you and wipe you out.
Hey, but you know what? Everything that Hillary and Bill did is okay, right?
But no. I just told you my stand on Hillary and Bill. I'm saying to you, maybe we need to defend ourselves rather than defend the politicians, because they're seasoned anyway. Trump is in a position that
He's a businessman. He's not a politician.
He put himself in that predicament, and then Hillary Clinton, she put herself in that. But we didn't. See, we're just onlookers and hoping for the best outcome for all of us.
That's true.
So we have a right, I believe, to ask these basic questions, not what the media is putting spin on. I'm saying, who would lend themselves to walking into a room with the enemy and you're out of touch, and so you think Putin is going to say, hey, you might want to hurry out of the meeting.
Hey,
I just
maybe
want
it's
you.
Because he has nothing to hide, and there's no big deal about it.
Nothing to hide, but again, the fact is you don't go off and sit down with the enemy.
Talks to the Chinese, he talks to...
But not in private, not as...
He wants
not
to help out with the North Korean problem, he wants to get rid of that, and the Chinese
well,
not doing anything about it.
And I agree, but look at what we go through just to shield our information and our secrets, and then all of a sudden we just divest ourselves of the need to shield it and be protective of information sensitive and secrets, and just walk into a meeting in a back room where the... if you're just talking about soccer... Who in their right mind would divest themselves or say, I don't have that responsibility because I'm speaking with the enemy, we have a casual relationship, or even a stiffer relationship. Who knows?
Well, I don't know anything about walking into a meeting in the back room.
Well, that is...
I don't really see anything wrong with private meetings.
No, I don't either. But if you're the man that's the head of the country... And you're a democracy,
well,
and there's
sure
an oligarchy.
Those kind of things happen.
And there's an oligarchy. Well, yeah, they do happen. I'm not saying that either. But again, look what's at stake in the potential. So would you lend yourself to having all those responsibilities? And I'm just asking this question. I could be off base. I mean, completely. I mean, you know, it could be the most stupidest thing I've ever spoken publicly.
Well, let's just hope things are ironed out because I think he's a good leader.
Yeah, And what has he led us to?
Well, there'll be more jobs. Maybe he'll help get some of the parasites off the system.
Right. Like, for example, I do applaud him for just the other day. I was just really happy to see that he in the last 6 months, he's made our military stronger by building the world's largest aircraft carrier within 6 months. He came up with the idea. He planned it. Within 6 months, the world's largest aircraft carrier came at his tenure.
And maybe they need to cut some of this federal money for this rail that's a mess.
Oh, well, I think they should, you know, do that for sure. In fact, I'll carry his golf clubs if he cut the rail.
Me too, Carol. Hey, it's nice talking to you.
Yeah, okay. Take care.
Bye.
524-1080. Thank you. Caller, thank you for calling. Go ahead. Hello. Hello.
You hear me?
I can hear is really static. Try call back again or move in a location.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay. I took out the charger on the phone. The gentleman that just spoke to you, mm-hmm. He's a Trump supporter.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to talk to him personally.
Mm-hmm.
Sir, look at this man's history. You know, what he has done through his life. All the people that he's screwed over, all the little scams that he's made. He didn't reduce his taxes. He has three lies. That's three times that he lied to the world, like marriage vows. How can you trust this man? Anything that he says. I have to talk to all these Trump supporters. There's something wrong with the mechanics in the brain.
Mm-hmm.
The facts. The deniers of what the man really is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's no way to get around it.
Yeah.
And they keep making excuses for him. Time after time I hear him. But, you know, they got to look inside their hearts, you know.
Yeah.
This man is, you think he's for America? I don't think so at all. I think he's for himself.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, the bottom line. Whatever can make him bigger and better in his little huge ego that he has, you know, that's the only thing that he's shooting for. He ain't shooting for. When he got on this aircraft carrier yesterday, he was sort of the spirit of, you got to vote for me because I'm going to make you better than this, that, and the other.
Mm-hmm.
And that wasn't the protocol. The protocol was to, you know, put this aircraft carrier in service and stuff.
Right.
And, you know, now he's threatening the rest of the world. Well, here we got this, that, and the other.
Mm-hmm.
He's just a big, huge bully.
Well, you know, there's a different school of thought in with Mr. Trump from, I guess, from every person that you see. It's as if the world is doing him wrong. Well, let's start and ask these questions. Well, you know, we know for a fact that he termed some news sources fake news. And we also know that he goes and he then picks Christian broadcasts or Fox News. That practice itself, regardless of what they're going to write, the quote fake news is going to write, he has the same amount of time that he could reiterate or re-argue or restate or challenge them, right? But why would a president of the United States have meetings where they don't even have audio or video? That, for me, I want to see what my government is doing, right?
Right.
And I don't, it's not that I don't trust him, but from just a natural reaction, but I began not to trust when you implement these kinds of practices, when you discriminate against one media source and another, if they write a false story. He apparently knows what a fake story is because he sued people, right? I'm hoping one day that we see honestly what can get into a person's mind that they can go before the American people and in turn behave in this way with all of this and make statements that are just ludicrous. Many of them are just crazy.
Well, really, the man, he needs a psychological, evaluation, man.
Mm-hmm. But
because, like you say, he comes off with this Twitter stuff that's like, you know, he's just hot and heavy to, you know, get his word out, and it's just so filled with lies. It's incredible that people actually believe this man.
Well, we defer to he incorporates China. Now it's good to work in with diplomacy and practice of diplomacy, but there are times that he's suggested that we'll rely on China to solve our problems. Then I don't know if he has a shortened memory of history, and that we are at odds with one another on many issues, human rights and everything else, and that we're going to rely on them. And his policies, very questionable, because why would you boast that you've written so many bills, but many of them executive orders to undo what the predecessor has done? And then you also bother to question the predecessor, the United States president, right? Of these United States, of a nation where shows that anybody can become successful and be an American citizen and all of that, and you attack and assault his integrity or his status as an American citizen, right? And you hire an active group of investigators to investigate and go all out and constantly demand that he show that he's an American. And yet our known enemy, we cohort with him and go in the back room or go into private meetings, or we find ourselves can't speak out against him. Yeah. It's
that is a treasonable case against him.
You understand?
There's no doubt about it.
You understand? I mean, and when he's admitted that the president is a United States citizen, there's no debate about that. If you trust what he said, and you know, and I think he apologized or something, mumbled something, but the reality is. Is that he did acknowledge that the President of the United States is a citizen. So then all that is dispelled that he claims. But he still assaults the President of the United States, and yet he befriends or becomes closer, it seems, with Russia. So, you know, something's not... something's...
Out of that. The guy, he says one thing and does another. That's his whole spiel.
So it's
exactly his whole life, I think.
And I think he's missing the point, because the average American already knows that the Democrats, and there are some of us that believe that one of the worst things ever happened to America is the Democratic Party. You see, because they lull you into submission and you think they are for you, but they are for their group and for their special. They send their kids to special schools and they have special privileges and all of that, and you know, so it's nothing new. But they point to the Republicans. But Donald Trump—it's
politics.
But Donald Trump is a completely different element. This is—it's as if he does things and don't really have to do them. I mean, with the aircraft, I was being facetious. But the aircraft, I mean, you know, we're bigger, stronger America now, and then this aircraft carrier, the biggest, and blah, blah, blah. And he's only been in 6 months. How long do you think it took to make that aircraft carrier? But he didn't say President Obama, President George Bush, and my predecessors, I'm going to work in the same spirit that they are to make this country stronger. He didn't say that, you see. Anything to deal with a black president... And that's what it is that this president now can't discern what racism is and what he think is his privilege and what he think he's entitled to. And most people, they don't want to buy into it and they don't want to accept it, but it's a racist regime, if you ask me.
Sure.
Period.
You're right about that.
We dance around, but the reality is, if you are willing to look at him and say, well, we can all have meetings. What's wrong with having a meeting? We should be cordial to it. You're damn right we should be cordial. But when you're constantly beating up on the black guy, and then the enemy who's sitting there telling you, well, we're going to take care of Syria, and we're going to do this, and Iran, who you're at odds with, we're going to take issue with them. But you stand back, meddling in our affairs, right?
Yeah. It's just incredible what the people will swallow from this guy.
Yeah.
And he keep doing the same thing over and over.
Yeah, well, and I think it's a telling moment, and this is a historical. We're all going to benefit because some of us will understand the hypocrisy. You see, some of us will understand what racism is now. Some of us will understand that what others have been suffering through and enduring for many, many, many years, those that had or don't have anymore with these new bills, the medical bill and all, they'll get the chance to see what is really developing in America. We're all being divested of rights to clean air, clean water. It isn't just under the Trump ridding of the EPA. The EPA is very, very fragile and broken already. It didn't need Trump to come along, but that say one thing to me. They should do better, be more inclusive, and bring in, do what's right, and then Trump wouldn't have a voice. He wouldn't have an audience. But they made mistakes.
Yeah, the thing is that these congressmen and senators on the Republican side, they are all sellouts. They don't make a peep about what this guy is doing. Oh, he's the best thing that ever happened to America.
Well, remember now, we had a guy in Louisiana, a representative from Louisiana, had cold hard cash in his freezer, and he was Democrat. So, you know, and many of the others, how many others in the Democrat? See, I think we as common people or lay people, we're wanting to talk the partisan aspect of it, and I think we need to remove ourselves from that and call it what it is. We're getting screwed by both sides, and we should be demanding better and more good things rather than chasing what the Democrats say, because I tell you, man,
I'm not sticking up for the Democrats either.
Yeah.
It's just our whole legislators and senators and stuff, that they are cop-outs as far as I'm concerned.
Right.
Because they see this guy, some of them do, but they just don't open their mouths.
Yeah, hold on.
And say what he really is.
Yeah.
A racist?
Yeah.
A liar? A womanizer? Who needs that in our government?
Yeah.
Who needs that?
Yeah.
And he's blatant about it, too. You know, he's proud about what he has done.
Yeah, hold on one second here. Caller, thank you for calling. Go ahead with your comments, question. Hello? They left you?
Yeah. We're having coffee.
Yeah, but there is a lot to be said in his behavior in abroad and supporting people publicly, and then, you know, he's made great promises. But I think what we have to worry about is that the Democrats, look, when people won't vote for you, and you've had, we've had three special elections, I think, that the Democrats, they all get together, yeah, we're going to win this one, we're going to get, you know, the poll shows us, and, you know, hey, Democrats, two things I'd like to tell you about. Screw the polls and get back to good government and work hard and stay away from predicting something because it's not working for you.
And yeah, it's just a wake-up call, like you say, for these guys.
If the public can't tell, voters can't tell you from the Republicans, then guess what? You're screwed again. So,
right. You know. We're all in the same boat together then.
Yeah, I mean, how did we arrive at this point? We weren't getting good governance. We weren't getting good guidance. The Democrats were, there were occasions, some of them shunned Obama. You see, they didn't stand up and fight vigorously for Obama. Hold on.
No, because they were always criticized. Some of them were criticizing, but the bottom line is, like you say, we need better government, we need better candidates, and we need people that are for America, not right. For themselves, like Trump is.
Hold on. Carla, go ahead with your comment and question.
Yeah, wasn't it Obama that on an open mic got caught saying, tell Vladimir I'll have a lot more leniency once this election campaign is done?
You're right. You win the turkey.
Hillary Clinton, Obama that made uranium deals with
you're Russia? Right. You're right. You won the bacon today, man. You're right. You got it right.
Yeah,
I got no issue
racist,
with
you.
You got the
me,
slab of bacon. I would never hang up on you.
You always do.
No. See, you fake news, right? Fake comments. So,
No,
if you learn to talk to people, you wouldn't have to be feeling
that. I'm talking. I'm cool.
You get on yelling like the chicken's going to...
No, that wasn't yelling.
So, anyway, yes, all that you said is true.
Mm-hmm.
But does that mean that he should be allowed to get... That's a card for him to do whatever he wishes to do and behave the way he wants to? I mean, that's on the question, so...
Actually, has he done anything that's impeachable? I know your caller on the other line was ranting and raving about impeachment. What has he done?
What has he done?
You better open your eyes.
What has he done to get impeached?
Your ears, what he's done to American
people. What has he done? What impeachable offense has he done, Einstein?
Well, see, you, this is the problem. Why can't you just talk without, you don't believe what you're saying is factual or true, that you have to resort to that kind of...
Hey, I'm cool. He's the one yelling. I'm cool.
I mean, go ahead and state your facts and then...
I just did.
Okay. But there's more than me and you in the boat out here. You know, we're drifting this big blue sea.
Hey, I just asked.
Yeah,
a simple question. What has he done?
This is what I will leave the door open for you and the lights on. So when these things come to fruition and we come to all of us learn what Mr. Trump is about, I won't say I told you so. You're still my brother. It's just we are Americans. I saw this coming. It could be Trump or anyone would have filled the niche because
we
spoke hatred for the last 8 years.
Yeah.
For the last 8 years we've been speaking hatred about a black man in the White House, and now we're at this point, and then you're willing to tolerate these behaviors of Trump, but then you are, you know, so I'll leave the light on for you, and you're still my brother, and I'm not going to be mad at you.
When he was running for presidency, Obama.
Right.
Remember with the whole the Reverend Wright?
Mm-hmm.
He attends this church. He gets married in this church by Reverend Wright. He's very close to, and Reverend Wright just spews hatred about America constantly. Winfrey was going to that church, and she left it because she couldn't handle it.
Okay, that was her choice.
And then he lied. Obama lied, saying, "Oh, I don't really. I wasn't there when he was saying these things."
Sure.
But the whole church was.
Okay, and thank you for raising that point, and that's a very good one, and we shouldn't have presidents going to listen to be preached to by radicals. But let me ask you this. Have you ever heard of Pat Robertson and the other clueless people that in religious shows and all?
I don't see how you say clueless.
Well, that's my description now. You can't take issue with that.
That's fine.
That's my assessment. They intervene in women's lives, and they are, many of them are bigots and all. But guess what?
Bigots.
Wait. This is...
Okay, but you're just throwing things out there.
And the president has no problem gravitating to his kind and speaking to them and making them front row to do interviews. So what's your issue?
What's the issue? You're saying Pat Robertson is anti-American and he spews hatred like Reverend Wright did?
Well, you go and play him back and you figure it out.
Oh, I can figure it out right now. Yeah. I've watched Pat Robertson in the past.
Oh, poor thing. The 700 Club?
Yeah, I've watched it in the past, sure.
All right, well, now it's the 1400 Club.
And it's, no, they're so racist.
Huh?
They're so racist, and it's so full of hatred.
Well, I'm just trying to tell you there are many Planned Parenthood and all of those issues and people, the things that they say. And have you heard some of the kooky things that Pat Robertson has said?
You're saying he said kooky stuff.
Well, just when he opened his mouth, for me personally, it's kooky.
Yeah, that's nailing it on my head.
But I'm just saying, so if you're going to bring Reverend Wright in, don't talk about Reverend Wrong.
I can give you quotes from Reverend Wright. Can you give me quotes about Robertson?
I'll tell you what, to be accurate, I'll come back with many of them. Is that a deal?
Up to you. And here's another thing. Obama was with the Russians, meeting with them constantly, buddy, and that's
right.
The fact.
Okay.
They have to meet with other foreign dignitaries, but again, the question still stands for you and your caller there. What has he done to get impeached?
Uh-huh.
Study up. He hasn't done nothing, but everybody impeach him. Come on.
Yeah, but you know you got it.
He opens his mouth a lot. I'm not gonna. He does do stupid stuff, but you know what? The whole Democrat thing from day one. We're going to get in this guy's way. What's their motto, their mantra?
Uh-huh. I understand what you're saying. But
from day one.
So people don't get lost in this conversation. That would be the equivalent of them saying their mantra, speaking it, would be the equivalent of McAuliffe. What's the gentleman named, head of the Senate now, McAuliffe? Remember, he's told Obama that the health bill would be his Waterloo.
Yeah, so.
Right, and then you remember the guy that hopped up, liar. Remember that?
Absolutely.
Right.
And
so
it was true. Like I say,
brother, I'll leave the light on for you. I don't hate you, but these are just simple discussions. But one day, when America gets, we start to incorporate the wealth and health of America as a country, as a family. You and I are going to feel good about that, but let's not be so committed to this thing about right and wrong on the Democrats and the Republicans. They use us. We have to live with one another. They don't. They can, you know, they got security and everything else, you know, but we don't. So we got to start looking inward. I'm going to be honest with you. The comparisons, huh?
Yeah.
And that's where it starts, because we're way down the road. We're acting so un-American that it's scary.
Well, it's hard to look inward when the Democrats and even that caller resist everything he said. You know, when Americans fought Obama's policies, his policies now, they were called racist. They pulled that race card out at every drop of the hat, and you know that.
They were fighting his policies. No, I don't know that, and I would say from my perspective as an African-American, a black man, many of those behaviors were consistent with that of a bigot and a racist. So
I didn't know you were black.
You wouldn't know it anyway, but I am.
Yeah, because I'm a colorblind guy.
Well, good. Know? That's good for you. I'm hoping one day to get there, but they won't let me stop reminding me that I'm black. See, it's not that I believe that I'm black. It's that many occasions that people
when you live your life that way, saying I can't do this because I'm black, it's really sad.
It's really sad.
You live in the best country in the world.
Your conclusion you have drawn. You see, you've never walked in a moccasin of anybody that's black, so you can't. And good for you being colorblind. I mean, I applaud you. I can't say anything better, but there is something about a guy named Reverend Martin Luther King and others and Gandhi and all of that says that we have amongst us people that will look at us on our colors and our religions and all of those things. So it's not my assessment.
Well, you can't bring Martin Luther King into it, because right now he's probably rolling over his grave seeing what's happening.
Yeah, you betcha he is with John Sessions, Sessions as Attorney General. He's probably left his grave. Hoping to get another shot at it to say, hey,
there you go. There you go. Using the race thing again.
No.
What would he say about Black Lives Matter? What would he say about that?
What would he say about the Pillsbury Doughboy? I don't know what he'd say.
Well, then you.
I don't care. You and I are alive now. We're the ones having to deal with this.
Well, you brought him up.
I have no problem with bringing him up again and injecting him into the conversation.
Yeah, only when you think that it's going to suit your line of thinking.
But that's logical. I'm entitled to incorporating examples and people.
I shouldn't get down on you. It's probably just because you're black. I'm just a racist.
I tell you, you're talking to the wrong choir here, man. I am simply telling you that you have a right to say all those things, but have you ever been black?
Have I ever been black?
Yeah, and I don't mean listening to the radio and getting a little jiggy going on.
Have you ever been white?
Yeah.
You've been white? How's
that?
Yeah.
I'm a human being.
You're what?
I'm a human being.
That makes you white?
What?
That makes you white? Because you're a human being?
Well, see, that's your definition of white. I'm a human being, you see. So,
me if I'm black.
But, you know, for a guy that is...
I've never been black.
Yeah, and I ask again. Apparently you haven't, because you wouldn't be just so dismissive of things.
I will say.
When people say things, you can't just attack, get your hooks and hook it in and take issue with it.
Yeah, well...
Have you ever been to southern states, Georgia, Arkansas, Alabama,
or Hawaii,
Florida,
and
how the black people were treated? Remember, they were slaves at one time. You know? Can you hear that?
Yeah, and you know what? So they were slaves at one time. So you're gonna say continuously, I want handouts because I was a slave at one time. Well, I agree, reparations for slaves. But you know what? The real slaves are dead, except for in the Sudan and the Middle East.
There's
slavery going on right now.
Living.
Where's the outcry for that?
They have to too. Well, the generations just don't die off when some little law passed that they're trying to.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, hold on here. Thank you for your comments, and it's unfortunate that you and many others like to think that you can cheapen when black people speak about racism. You immediately go, well, it does not change anything. The reality is that many of us suffers just for being black. We suffer. Just being a woman, they suffer. Just being gay, they suffer. And so for you to try and quantify it and dismiss it in such a way to satisfy your political stance or opinion or observation, it's just wrong, and it's un-American. And it won't make for any good as we work toward the line to bring back stability.
So if you and your caller were so anti-slavery, have they done anything about the slavery going on right now in the world? It goes on right now.
Hell yeah.
Have you studied about it?
That's why we're sitting here on the radio and talking about it, so that people like you might be enlightened that it ain't over yet.
Well, you never talk about it going on right now. All you can fall back is a bad America, bad America.
No. See, okay, well, then I don't know what America you live in. I love America, and I'm saying to you, if you just give it 5 minutes out of each day, and think in a positive way. You don't have to justify everything. No.
That's a kick in the pants, that one.
No. It wasn't intended to do that.
Oh, my God.
It's just simply give some room, allow it to creep in, and you'll understand that while you may view your life as not being impacted by racism or hatred or bigotry, their reality is others do experience that.
Oh, you know what? I've experienced it all my life.
Okay, well... I'm sorry to hear
that. And you know what?
Brother.
I'm not whining about it.
Well, no, I'm not whining either. We're just trying to sing a song and get some attention.
Yeah. Classic. I love talking. That's
all
funny.
Right.
I love listening to you guys, too. Great.
Hey, thank you, brother. Call back if you'd like to. I got another call here, or you can hold on. Caller, thank you. Sorry to keep you waiting.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What I feel is all these Trump supporters are in denial, and they keep listening to their own kind of shows, like there's a number of them, and they deny the facts of the case. Mm-hmm. And even Trump is trying to cover up a lot of these stuff without revealing his tax returns, because supposedly, before he ran for president, he was in trouble financially when he had his talk show, and what got him out of it was his problems was he did business with people from Russia who mm-hmm. bought real estate in the United States, and they use the real estate transactions as money laundering. And a number of in the election, his advisors, a number of them, most of them has associations with Russia. Carter Page, which is his campaign advisor, gave a speech in Moscow in which he criticized U.S. foreign policy. Jeff Sessions, he's not the part of the campaign, but he had, according to the Washington Post, met twice with Moscow's envoy Kislyak while serving as one of Trump's top 200 2016 advisors. And Michael Flynn was fired after misleading the vice president about his conversation with Russian Ambassador Sergei Kislyak, who was also had conversations with Russia. And when Michael Flynn was National Security Advisor, he had access to all security information for a period of time before he got fired. And what was supposedly discussed was ways in which sanctions could be lifted, which was imposed during the previous administrations against Russia. So, and the thing about impeachment, you can't impeach a president at the present time because the Republican Party is in control of both the Senate and the House of Representatives.
Mm-hmm.
And until, but I think the more we get into this, the more you'll see that Trump would kind of try to cover up more and more. And
well, one of the things that we can be assured of is that this investigation is ongoing. And for people to draw conclusions about, to any degree, about any particular thing, we don't know what is being uncovered. We don't know what is being disclosed. And many of these hearings are private or closed. So for anyone to say, speak with veracity as to this is the facts, when in fact they may not even resemble the truth, because that process will probe.
A lot of these transactions.
Mm-hmm.
Are in his tax returns. So if you follow the money, that's why he's trying so very hard not to have it opened up.
Mm-hmm. Or
and a lot of businesses, he has a lot of businesses taking place in Russia itself. His conversations, even with the banks of Russia. His son had talked to the banking representatives that, and it's widely known that Putin is a corrupt on a dictator who, in his previous elections, he got rid of his opponent.
Right. Well. Here's a couple of questions. These things you're talking about they've been put out there, but here's some of the observations that I see. There's many reasons that Trump is doing certain things. Let's explore a couple of them. Well, you bring in your kids. How common is that? You know, and I know many say, well, Kennedys had his brother and on and on and on. But you bring your kids in. Why would you bring your kids in and you're the president of America?
Because you're cut from the same cloth. That's why I bring this.
But why would you, if you cared about America, why would you strip and refuse to hire and appoint people that have the expertise and quality, even as Republicans? I mean, forget, if you don't trust a Democratic-leaning guy that can do that work, then fill it with someone that's a Republican or whatever, if that's a... But then you put your children there, and this is America's affairs, not his affairs. So what would be the benefit to him thinking in that fashion to bring unskilled, uneducated, as it relates to government policy, foreign policy, and all of that, and then insert your children, number one.
Yeah, exactly.
That forget name-calling. That says much about him in a nutshell, is that not putting America first, number one. Number two. Is a benefit to having his own kids there because they're more loyal and they're going to see things and they're going to telegraph it back to him, and therefore no risk of slipping up unless you get challenged and put the squeeze on like the son did in releasing the Russian emails. You understand? So these are the kinds of things that I judge Mr. Trump on, not what the media is telling me, but if you love America, there's a certain thing you wouldn't do, and you shouldn't do. But he seemed to have just thrown all of that out of the window with the rest of the trash that he deals with.
Yeah, you got to look at not what he says, but what he does.
Mm-hmm. And who would be, how exciting is it to wake up in the morning and have your boss to say, I wouldn't have hired you if I'd have known you would have recused yourself from that.
Your boss says do this, and if you do that, then you're out of the picture.
Now, that's not the janitor he's talking about now. This is the Attorney General of these United States. So you're questioning his integrity, you're questioning his ability to make decisions, but you understand? You appointed him and you put him in. So it's
right.
These are the kinds of things that I see.
Whenever a person does the right thing, he questions their loyalty because, you know, they don't do what he wants them to do. But they're trying to do the right thing.
Yeah, well, I think, here's what I'm thinking. The generals and all those people, they didn't spend all their lives loving America to have some squirrel to come along and stash away his nuts in every little government desk and place and listening devices. I think we're going to learn later that these generals and the intelligence community and all that and the FBI agents and all, in a combined force, you're going to see Mr. Trump is going to be like, and I hate using this analogy, but you drive through the Midwest or up in Montana, you see coyotes hanging on the fence. That's to let the other coyotes know, don't you screw with my cattle. And so Mr. Trump is going to probably get the lesson of his life because he brought this game.
Oh, probably himself.
Yeah, he brought this game to America's table. America didn't bring it to him. He lied and cajoled his way in and badgered his way in and tricked his way in. So there is something waiting. That's why I love this country. It's not the perfect place, but damn it, it sure feels good when you see a guy like that lie to us, subject us to harm, strip us of our government of standards, and it's not perfect, but then leave us vulnerable, exposed. And we, even our arch enemies, we got to defer to some other enemy to ask them, can you give us a hand? Who ever heard of such a thing?
Yeah, I believe that.
He proposes everything that's wrong about him to somebody else.
Yeah.
You know, to justify what he's doing.
I'm a naturalist, and I believe the equilibrium. Nature's always struggling to strike a balance, and Mr. Trump may not have known that in the long run, but you might.
I'm glad that our country is a government of laws and not of.
Exactly. A government of laws and not flaws, like he wants to point out. Everything has a flaw in it. You know, you can't trust the media. You can't trust.
And he's going to make everything better. All these bad things about America. Yeah, right.
Well, the government of laws was created to protect us against men like Trump.
Yeah. Well, every once in a while, every cycle, we have an upheaval of kind of crazy things that show up. But America has its way of healing itself.
Yeah.
You know, we've had hatred and lynchings, and we've had all kinds of bombings and even racism against everybody. And, you know, whether you're Italian American or Jewish American, every one of us have seen it and experienced. But we seem to work through it. And I don't think Mr. Trump was ever read a book to know that, hey, what might seem to be broken, it's not an invitation for people like you to come in and make it worse.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, on the pretense of making it better for everybody.
Yeah.
All the Trump supporters, they swallow that every day.
Yeah.
I'm going to make America great again. America's already great.
Yeah. What the other caller, go ahead.
You know, I think the next few months, more things will start unraveling. Things will start happening.
I promise you, because I can tell you, I've seen worse days, guys. And it seems there's always a sun comes out one day and you go, oh, the storm's over. Completely
sunshine's
done.
Coming through.
You know, the sunshine's coming through. Don't worry about Donald Trump. There is a system here. We have it in place. Contrary to what he may have gone to pluck each feather out of the chicken and want to leave it naked. But this country, there's nothing. We are made up of many of people, many of cultures, many of thought processes. We have the world's greatest brains at work here. And believe you me, he may think hook and crookery and trickery is going to win it over.
He's got this thing about this pardon thing. So he thinks he's going to be able to get away with everything, and when all the poop comes down, he's going to be able to walk away from it.
Yeah. You know, I mean, what he's done, what I believe, if as an observer, is what he's done with the American soldiers and all of that. I think that he leaves them exposed, vulnerable to some things. And I don't know to what extent, but I'm always worried that, you know, and there's many of things, and overnight he may be able to trigger some crises.
Yeah, and the eyes will be lost because of him.
Yeah.
And his policies.
Yeah,
he creates an atmosphere of divisiveness and hatred.
Yeah, and he had to land a helicopter on the aircraft carrier. You know, hey, oh wow, look at that. That's pretty cool, man. You know.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Hey, thank you for listening in and calling in. Thank you. But folks, don't get caught up in the partisans. The Democrats can be just as evil, and I can go through a laundry list of things. And we, in this state alone, it's so crooked and corrupt that you know, we don't have a right to stand up and talk about anybody, because, you know,
from our governor down to our mayor, there's corruption everywhere,
and we our homeless problems and the
man. There should be, if somebody really wanted to solve the homeless problem, they'd make jobs, they'd do something about it, not just try to put them in a camp and feed them.
I mean, you know, this is a place where we have in place a government entity that is supposed to look out for the children. Peter Boy, in the thing with Peter Boy, you know, we saw that unfold, and the child lost its life. And now we have a young girl that died. They starved her to death. Those are the allegations.
Yeah,
those
people ought to be hung, public hanging for them, killing children.
Right. and then we have
the most evil thing you could think of, killing your own blood.
And public safety that houses all the prisoners. They got a lot of hoo-hoo going on there. For example, there was a situation where a state worker overseas contracts or was able to steer a contract to where we contracted with a company called Freitas and Freitas Investigations. They were going to get the contracts for doing lie detector or whatever, administering those polygraphs. And the state worker funnels it to her husband. And she still has a job, and, you know, so what is it that Mr. Trump is so scary about him when we already see what's happening with the Democrats here?
Yeah.
You understand? And look at the homeless situation. They've been beating that back, and look, it's still growing, right?
It gets worse. It doesn't get any better. They have not made one move that makes the homeless any better.
So that's
put them in a camp somewhere.
That's why I'm pleading to say that let's not get caught up in the partisan aspect of this.
Republicans are all the same in reality.
Trump will experience what America gives to many people that wants to screw with it. You know, and what that is, I don't know exactly what's planned for him. But, you know, he'll know when to back off. He'll start feeling the hot lava pouring down his back or something. For a guy to strap on a gun, put on a badge, or to dedicate his life to security or a woman or whatever, and then have it demeaned, and you're exposing yourself to these dangers and leaving your families, and then you get a guy that shows up going, well, you're liars, and you don't know I don't trust you, and put himself in the company of a Russian leader, oligarchy, and then in turn, so... Hey, nature will strike a balance. Trust me.
This Putin guy is a friend of Trump. You know where Putin came from? He was the head of the KGB.
Yeah.
That was the person that signed all the execution orders of Russians. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and
that was a thing. He's an executor, man. You know, he's the worst kind of people to ever talk to with a straight face and say, oh, you just shake his hand. That is a disgrace, as far as I don't care if he's a leader of a country. Look at his history.
Well,
what he's done to his own people.
Comey, I mean, does he have respect for the law in the American system? I don't think so. Not Comey, I mean Trump. But he got rid of Comey, right?
He gets rid of.
And then he's getting rid of.
His America is different than what the Americans think we should have.
He want to get rid of Mueller? He wants to get rid of Gottlieb. He wants to get rid of Goldstein. He wants to get rid of Sessions. So what does that tell you about him? And we have people rallying around him and supporting and arguing on his behalf.
Jeez, man, it's incredible.
Yeah. I see the light, and it ain't shining his way.
Yeah, well, I hope so. So you have a good week.
All right.
Talk to you next week.
Thank you, guys. We'll talk to you later. Aloha.
All right. This is
the Carol Cox Show. We'll see you next week. Thanks for calling in, and if you want to talk more, we'll do it next week. But call in early, and you have at it. Aloha.
Right on.
In a little tent, oh, and just like the river, I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die, 'cause I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will.
Cox Show, heard every Sundays at 9 a.m. on K108. Tune in again next week, Sunday at 9 a.m. to the Carol Cox Show on 1080 a.m. KWAI Honolulu.